Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. I am your host, Patrick Cloud. Tahir is gone. He was in the, what was it? White Sandy Dunes?
In New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Really? White Sands.
White Sand Dunes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Water Runs Dry video.
He was shooting an R&B video for his new album about pork.
Oh, that sounds like Tahir.
Let's not wait till the sandwich goes dry.
It was a track 3. Hickory,
he opened his jacket.
Hickory Mountain. he's wheeling and dealing, traveling the world. He couldn't make it this week. Appreciate y'all for pulling up. We got Shondalia and BT Kingsland.
Hey.
In the house.
What's up?
Appreciate y'all for coming through.
Thank you, man. I'm excited.
Always.
This is what we call an episode without any parents.
Oh.
Yeah. We get to go crazy.
It's just nothing. It's just, you know, chilling. Debauchery. We got Cam to just, you know, make sure our facts are straight.
Okay.
Because we got some ridiculous stories coming up. We definitely want to do some type of musical number. But like we said, the parents aren't here. So
every time I come here, I get in trouble, bro. I love it.
How do you get in trouble?
Just the internet. Just the internet be like, if it wasn't the, who's the girl with the one leggings? Brittany. It was Bundle Brittany at one point. And then it was something else was said here. It's always.
Oh, that was the clip that went viral?
Yeah.
Man.
She didn't DM me back, though. It was crazy, Britt. It's crazy, you know.
Well,
what I mean?
You didn't bring a scarf today, so I
didn't.
Think the internet,
you know,
might
what I mean.
Leave you alone.
I had
today.
A hoodie today, so. I was
and then this
but
is your first time
good.
On here, right?
It is my first time
You're
on
welcome.
Here.
Welcome. Boom.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I kind of want to get back into the gut health at some point too.
Yeah.
After our debauchery, just because that's, you know, it's important. Like Cam was saying. It's the holidays are coming up. We're about to put a lot of nonsense in
this
our
is
guts.
True.
Not me. I'm going to eat very healthy.
Come on, man.
Bought my loaf of vegan gluten-free bread.
Oh, shit. Let's talk about that.
Chestnut.
So let's talk about this funeral of a of a meal that you're about to have on your table. You said you bought
a vegan
loaf. I'm making
French toast with it. No, not vegan loaf. I have a It's like a ciabatta type of bread, but it's made out of chestnuts. It's a gluten-free bread.
Oh, so there's no wheat.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a gluten-free
so it's nut bread.
Yeah. It's like a nut bread. Yeah.
Nut bread.
It's so good.
So you're vegan?
No. I'm
not
vegan.
Okay, so this is just some...
I don't eat gluten, though.
Okay.
That's a good
I'm gluten-free, dairy-free, but I eat meat.
Okay, so what... This is interesting because I feel like we've done the whole like, what's a vegetarian Thanksgiving? What's a vegan Thanksgiving?
Oh.
But I don't know what a Thanksgiving
Ooh,
is
a
without gluten.
Ooh.
A gluten free.
Because to this day, I'm not 100% sure what it is. I just know that without it,
should be
this shit
different.
Be falling apart.
That
should
be
crumbling. Everything that's gluten-free leaves a dust.
Listen, it falls apart if you don't know what you're doing, for sure. But I, like, it's very easy, actually. It's just, I'm making turkey leg. I just made, now listen now. I'm from Michigan, and I'm raised by Southerners, so I can burn, y'all. I can cook, okay?
Let me tell you something.
I want him to, look, he know I be. I done cook for VT, honey.
I'm trying to live, be cooking, you hear me?
Well, okay,
I'm one of them cooking
women. Let me get a Yelp review, because obviously, you know.
So she has one of my things that every time I go over there, she has to make these, it's like a croissant apple pie.
It's like a little apple fritter
it's
type
like
of
thing. It's like an apple pie
with
adjacent.
Croissant top?
You tell you.
I'm saying, so, like the croissant top.
It's like apples, like
that's
baked
like the
within
crust.
A croissant. It's like the croissant's
And I'm feeling it.
The apple
in the
lay in the croissant.
And it I make a little like
cinnamon.
Sauce with the cinnamon
yeah,
and all the stuff.
Yeah, that should be lit.
I make homemade sweet potato souffle.
Damn. She said, just bring the apples, nigga.
I'm like,
I bring the apples and croissants.
And she made something that hugged them.
Yep, 15 minutes later, it be like this. And it be for everybody, and I eat them all. Everybody get one, and I get the other 14.
He not lying, though.
Dead ass.
He's
and,
so serious.
And you said the turkey leg is also your
thing.
Oh,
so today, no, this, because it's a smaller one, usually I make a full turkey.
Okay.
I'll make turkey, salmon, I'll make a homemade dressing, but this year it's smaller, so I'm gonna make cornbread, but it's gonna be a seasoned cornbread. Haven't figured out what herbs and stuff I'm gonna put in it yet. Probably a little bit of the turkey leg.
Big fan.
I'm doing smoked turkey legs this year with the Traeger.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna marinate it with some oranges and some different seasonings and stuff overnight.
Big drool.
The
big
brine.
Drool.
Big drool.
Yeah, with the brine and everything. Oh, I'm going hard.
Yeah. What do you cook? What you cook for Thanksgiving or for that day?
I don't cook a damn thing.
You don't cook? You don't cook or you can't cook?
There was a point in time that I wanted to go to culinary school. There was like when I was a teenager, I cooked all the time, and I was like I wanted to become like a
chef.
I kind of wanted to become like a fine art chef.
That's a great idea too. But
are you good at decorating the plate and everything?
You know, presentation was one of the things that I was trying to get around to, but
it's difficult.
I'm still, and then I completely fell off. And then like recently, I'll make like little things here and there, I think I lost it. I still like it, so I think I can like get the spark.
You have to have a reason to cook, like. It's hard if, I don't know if you're at home by yourself, but it's you don't want to cook like that when it's just you.
Well, when you get into it, it's fun, and I get it, and it's like, it's kind of like
you
therapeutic.
You gotta have people over or something.
But it's like, I be Postmating like a
motherfucker. Oh, I don't do that. Because I don't trust them people. I don't trust them Postmates. I don't want y'all touching nothing. I don't want y'all to pick up nothing. I could barely get my husband to pick up the right stuff. I know that y'all not going to pick up the right thing.
I don't trust them either, but I
you still do it.
Drop my food off.
They be eating the food.
I'm lazy. So, I mean, I say all that to say for the past maybe like two or three years, I've been just getting my family like a private chef to get them.
Ooh.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, that's nice. I looked up the price on that, and I was like, I guess I'm still the chef. I'm chefing it.
Well, no, I mean, I think that the cool thing about that is you can kind of like, make something like random, like the thing she does really well. Oh, I wish I found a black woman. Shout out to her. I wish I had her name. I suck for that. But she makes this like turkey meatloaf.
Ooh, so I've heard of this.
Turkey meatloaf.
Yeah, and it's, I've heard of turkey
that's
meatloaf.
So random on Thanksgiving, but I look
no,
forward to
I've
it every
had turkey
single time.
Yeah, because I'm not fond of turkey in general. So like, if
you like turkey.
Turkey's not great.
Is it dry for, is it because it ends up being too dry?
I mean, turkey is just, you know, turkey's, it,
it's a very
I eat my preferences. So, like, if you say, all right, what you want? Chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, obviously.
I
it's like,
know
well, we had
chicken.
I don't care. It's still better than turkey.
But you would get a big-ass chicken in the front, in the middle of the table
you
for Thanksgiving?
You can make some
cornish I brought chicken for Thanksgiving.
So sometimes you don't eat turkey at all?
If I could avoid it. I will do a ham, though. Shout out to
turkey.
Turkey just as itself, no. Now, after Thanksgiving's over, and turkey then sat a few days, and now turkey sandwich.
The sandwiches.
Hey, the fresh turkey sandwich.
Oh, Thanksgiving leftover. I could talk about leftover sandwiches.
Yeah, Thanksgiving turkey after, but the day of, no, my family, everybody in my family know BT want fried chicken fresh.
Do you like the greens? Do you do the greens?
I do greens. I do macaroni.
Okay.
But that's about it. Like, I'll probably fry chicken, and I might do a spaghetti.
Spaghetti salad or regular spaghetti?
No, just regular spaghetti. Just nigetti.
You know what? BT just having a black dinner.
It's very, very black dinner.
It's such a black dinner. That's what it is. It's chicken, fried chicken and spaghetti.
Nothing about that is Thanksgiving.
This is a family reunion meal.
Yeah. If I had to preference, like I'll do ham over turkey almost every day of the week.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like ham.
I don't like ham like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't do pork, but I do like ham and bacon.
You know I'm kind of over the honey baked ham at holidays. Like I used to get that every single. Mm.
But for me, it's the oil. The oil kills my stomach.
From ham oil.
Yeah. Mm. And even ground beef now, like the oil from it is too. It tears my stomach up, so I don't eat it.
Yeah. No. I don't. Yeah. Turkey ain't. Turkey loaf sounds lit though. I love ground turkey.
It is fantastic. Yeah. She has this like ketchup, this like spicy ketchup base on the outside.
Big drool in the chat.
Good.
See, this is the beauty of these chefs.
Is that your thing?
Dang, please keep it going. Like, I want a chef so bad.
I wanted to switch Christmas to like seafood too.
Ooh,
because
that's nice.
I just get so sick of like
The same thing.
The same back thing
to back.
Every
single
time.
Yeah, because they try to do things, they try to double up.
Oh, every year for a long time it was the same meal for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yep.
There's some stuff that I only desire, like, okay, greens. I want greens around this time of year. Mm-hmm. But other than that,
I'm
pretty proud. Like, if you did salmon and greens, I wouldn't be mad at that.
This how alcohol my mom is.
Yeah,
she
for real though. That's good.
She gonna freeze stuff from Thanksgiving. Whatever I'll be like, Mama.
That is hilarious.
Wait, for like freeze it for like weeks?
Yeah. I'm like, Mom, I just talked to her that she's like, yeah, I already cooked. I'm like, how you cook?
What's the rules? Okay, what are the rules with frozen meats? I never knew. Because I feel like the older you are, the longer you will freeze meat. And I looked it up, and they said like 3 to 5 days.
No, yeah. Well, freezing it, you can freeze stuff for a few months. But
yeah,
it's not going to be the best at the end of that.
No,
depends on what it is.
It depends what it is.
It depends on what it is.
If you had some fish or some
if the fish was already frozen, then you can keep it. You can't have fish and then freeze it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The meat, you have the meat, and then you freeze it. How long does that last?
Oh, no, that. I wouldn't.
No, you cook
that.
It.
You can't do
you
that.
You talking about cooking and freeze?
No. Like you buy it
raw.
You buy
it like raw, not
meat.
Frozen.
Yeah.
If
raw,
you, I think you only can do that for like a week.
I'm not committed to that.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm not committed to that. I think it depends on the freezer.
I'm not committed to science. Yeah.
This sounds like something he's doing.
It also depends on how you thaw it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really the most important part is safely thawing it versus freezing it and how long it is.
Yep.
Yeah, because if you're talking about this freezer that's above your refrigerator, that one's going to be active and it's not going to keep consistent. If you're talking a deep freezer, you can keep a deep freezer for
my
much
mom
longer.
Keep everything in a deep freezer.
Yeah.
No, I'm just talking about the fridge freezer.
She go hard.
Nah.
Deep freezer.
Unless it's way in the back.
She
you
making
keep it
enchiladas
like maybe,
from scratch.
Yeah.
She
it can't be
lasagnas.
On the door.
Nah.
On the door, you're going to get it.
Grandma's, aunties, they'll have like, oh, I got this steak. Right. Don't worry, it's from September. Right. I'm like
no, thank you.
Alive
I don't want it.
I don't want it, though. I don't like having my meat older like that. I'd rather have it fresh.
Right. Because it's literally a dead body.
Because the salmon. Exactly. Yeah. It's
you
rotten.
Like unfreezing a dead body.
I'm good.
If it's cooked, like, so, like, if it's cooked, like, If you cook it,
if it's cooked, I'm gonna eat it the day it's cooked, or the day
or the next day.
After that,
listen, let me tell you something. If you cook spaghetti or lasagna, and you freeze it, sometimes it's better.
Okay,
but
that's different.
But that's possible.
That's not meat. But it's meat in there.
Yeah, but it's different.
I would give it. I would eat
frozen. Why would
you
freeze lasagna though?
You can freeze a lasagna. My mama do that.
Like, if you ain't gonna ever
my
make
my mama freeze lasagnas for months.
Yeah, you get burritos.
My
oh, that
make,
used to be
my
mama.
My mama made homemade enchiladas. I'm serious. She freezes it.
I've never seen somebody freeze
like
a pot of spaghetti.
Like
only
but not.
Only leftovers, because they'll just keep it in the fridge and keep and serve that up. I've never seen frozen
spaghetti. You take the spaghetti, it's done, right? And you had your time. When you put it in the bags, you seal it at deep freezer. You could do maybe a few weeks.
In a bag, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, it's in a now.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't prefer it. But it's like, who's also hoarding spaghetti?
You never know, bro. Because if you ain't going to never make a mini spaghetti. You're going to make a lot of spaghetti.
That's what I'm saying.
I
usually
make
one
a
big
little
cauldron
of spaghetti.
Really?
Yes.
How can you make a little?
You can portion it out.
Wait, what do you mean?
Man. So you know those spoons that have like the claws on it?
Yeah.
That
I
circle is one serving of pasta. So if you fill that circle with pasta, that's one serving.
Are you a genius?
Yeah.
I can't.
You
got
one of people that knew that.
That.
If
you, no,
when the strainer's supposed to go
as
the upside down.
It's very strategic, but
no, I'm scooping as much. I love spaghetti, but I've only seen it just put in the fridge, and then it's like you just eating spaghetti
couple days,
for the next
like 3 days.
Week.
Burritos too.
Week.
Mom used to do like burritos. Like we, she would make a bunch of burritos.
Spaghetti burritos.
Right. Spaghetti lasagna burritos. Right.
That would be bad.
She
though.
She'd take the burrito, wrap them, and like foil and plastic, and we, I mean, we'd eat those for her. She'd make them on Monday, mm-hmm. the 1st. We would eat the bitches to the 17th.
Yeah.
Like deep into the month. And they would taste fine.
This
and
is why
frozen,
I don't
right?
like
frozen.
Freezer
I'm
stuff.
Cool with frozen.
This is why, because my mom was like this.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like the full, I already cooked for the month. I'm mm-hmm. like, for the month.
See,
for the
I'm
month.
Not, like, I don't like the meal prep.
Like,
not,
go like in the freezer either. And grab that and unthaw it. I'm like, I don't want it anymore.
That's why
like,
let me ask y'all something about spaghetti.
That's why I post made that. Is that what you said?
So everyday friends.
It's just like, you just made it? Bring it over here.
Like, that's why I Postmate.
Is spaghetti, do you do your noodles and sauce separate or is it all together?
Depends on oh. the type of spaghetti I make. Some recipes are better, they're better suited when everything's mixed and I'm going to eat it in like one sitting. If I'm not going to eat it in one sitting, I don't like the sauce sitting with the spaghetti. I'd rather have that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I love the spaghetti, the sauce, the meat, and the cheese, and then another film of cheese on top.
So
that's
you want baked
spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
And then that sits in the
you
fridge.
You want baked yeah. spaghetti. That's baked spaghetti.
Don't shake your head. Don't shake your head. Stop shaking your head.
I made
I
baked
want
spaghetti
that today.
Because usually baked spaghetti, you can have ground beef. You can put some sausage
you
in
put
there.
Ground beef, mm-hmm. you put sausage. You put American yep. cheese on top.
Okay, now you're going
no.
too far.
No, you put American. What? You put Kraft Singles.
Kraft Singles.
I was sworn off
what?
That kind of
you're on your own, sir.
You put no. Kraft Singles on top
BT,
of it at the
doing
end.
Doing
unless someone else
you just said you want cheese on top.
It's so nasty.
You can put nacho cheese?
I want good cheese.
Good American Kraft. I said Kraft.
I put a brick in there.
Stuff that they have to say is real cheese, right. probably not real cheese on the packaging.
Just I mean,
slivers,
slice. You
it's
know what I mean?
Yeah, you not, gonna put
okay,
them
not
damn
crab,
slices
but,
on everything.
You know, oh, you guys go to Pavilions. You know what I mean? Like,
we at Whole Foods. I'll admit it.
Commercial break.
That's how you break for commercial.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
All right, I'm gonna sell you guys something. You ready
okay.
for some character work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, switch with me.
Oh,
yeah,
this is intense.
All right, so you guys, I'm just going to sell you guys something,
okay.
you know.
And scene.
You guys could be living together.
Oh,
you guys
okay.
could be roommates. You guys could be different.
Oh,
and it's this character work, you know what I mean?
Oh, Raphael and Rachel.
He got
something
right there.
This is
right here.
God.
There we go.
Oh, wait, dude, I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Oh,
do, do,
nice.
Do, 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 do. Very nice house.
Oh, hi.
Hey, oh, you guys opened the door. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going, man?
How you doing? You guys are
out.
A lovely young couple.
Thank you.
I'm assuming you guys are a couple?
Oh,
yeah, we
love.
Are.
Big mm-hmm. love.
Awesome. Do you guys, like, hang out together? You guys ever, you know, let loose together and relax together?
We always do. That's our thing.
What if I told you that I had a product that you guys can use together, and it'll bring you guys closer. You guys can relax, and it's not illegal or
okay.
anything
okay.
like that. You know, you probably...
I'm glad you said that first.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you probably think where I'm going
somewhere
else. Well, what if I told you I got some stuff called dadgrass? Huh?
Oh.
Dadgrass. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been just too damn high...
Wow, I have, yeah.
You ever been just too damn high?
There's been some times I've
and,
had that.
And you just
yes.
like, this is unnecessary.
It's unnecessary yeah. and it lasts too long, yeah.
Well, we've all been there. With today's weed, sometimes it's a dangerous game.
It's mm-hmm. too much.
It's
too much.
Too much. But dadgrass is reviving the pleasure out of casual smoke. So
oh.
you can just chill out without the stress. If you're not into smoking, try out some tinctures.
Okay.
Or amazing, fast-acting new gummies.
Ooh, I love the gummies.
Right?
Get
you some gummies.
Yeah.
You relax. It's the holidays. No need to stress over the holidays this year. Take a toke break instead of worrying what to get those impossible to shop for family members. Aren't you
oh,
sick of them?
I am.
You getting them eucalyptus lotion every
yes,
year.
Yes, every single
they
year.
They need to relax.
They
eucalyptus
do.
Or lavenders.
Yep,
just those
it's
two.
It's always the same too.
Switch it up with the dadgrass, the DG. 'Tis the season to indulge. But you, if you don't want to get so high that you go to the moon, you
mm-hmm.
can let dadgrass help you chill out and enjoy the sleigh ride.
Oh.
They got classic pre-rolled joints, flower, tinctures,
oh.
gummies.
Yeah, they do.
It relaxes your body and mellows your mind. This is 100% organic
mm-hmm.
pre-rolled joints, tinctures, and gummies. very low in THC and high in CBD.
Oh, so we're really gonna relax.
Oh, you just gonna be vibing.
Yeah, I like that.
That sounds
I feel like you guys are a vibe already, so why not vibe together?
Well, that great.
Honey, I want some.
Oh, also, y'all got any pets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course we do.
Yes.
Well, Dadgrass, they don't even forget your furry friends. They just released CBD dog bones.
What? So
everybody in the house going to be vibing.
Oh, Fido. Winnie.
Vibe with your puppy.
Winnie and Fido.
Yeah.
Vibe with your puppy. Now, all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door, where I am, anywhere in the U.S. So right now, Dadgrass is offering your everybody listening right now, you two and whoever else may be listening.
You guys too.
20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/ DIYS.
Now, if you were to say 10%, I would have been like, but
20%? I want it now.
Go to dadgrass.com/DIYS for 20% off of your first order. That's dadgrass.com/DIYS. I know I'm at your door, but you can just go to the website.
Yeah, I'm going right now. I'm already on my phone. Let's do it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Have a good holiday.
You too. Happy holiday.
Dadgrass.
Dadgrass. This is great. Mm.
End commercial.
Great job. Good job, guys.
Thanks for helping me with that.
So all right. Fun.
I liked your guys' characters too.
Full Rachel or Ralphie?
Here's the challenge.
Yeah, we do.
You guys got to be different characters in each one.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. Right.
I'll say less.
Because it's a different house.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'm a different person.
Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Are they always like weed products?
No.
Okay, great.
Just whatever. You know.
Whatever it is. Okay. This is awesome.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I got some I got some crazy stories for you guys.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to give you guys a little table of contents, and I'm going to let you guys decide what to go into first.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
All right. We got a butt plug filled with ashes.
What?
Okay, keep going.
We got a old guy... shoving stuff up his penis.
Wow.
Okay.
Little
cavity play we out here.
Cavity.
We got gummy bears shafting people.
Shafting?
Shafting people. Giving people the old shaft.
What is that?
I don't even know. That's very interesting.
And then we got world's dumbest criminal.
Oh, that's funny too.
Ooh. Mm.
Which one tickled your pickle?
Well, obviously, if we're talking about tickling pickles, it's got to be the old man putting the stuff up his pee hole.
I think we both laughed at that.
You know, I'm kind of glad you guys chose this one because it's fucking crazy.
Oh my gosh!
Listen,
okay,
this is just the headline. All right, you know what? I'm not even gonna give you the headline because sometimes the headline just gives you the whole story.
Okay? Oh, okay.
I want you guys to I want to put you guys in the hospital staff's point of view.
Okay.
This is a PUV story.
Beep.
Beep. Oh, nice. You even gave environments.
Beep.
You're just working on your shift.
You got to call
chilling.
On line three.
Oh, God. This is
call
great.
Call on line three.
Dr. VT. Dr. VT.
I'm around a bunch of like professional sound effects. All right. You guys are in the hospital working on your shift. Last guy who came in had a broken rib.
Mm-hmm.
Last woman that came in stubbed her toe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Athlete, the usual. Ankle.
Yeah,
usual. Old guy comes in. He's like, I'm feeling some discomfort.
Okay.
Okay.
Turns out something was dislodged or enlodged. It was lodged.
Big lodge.
In his urethra.
Okay. Okay. All so right. It's very painful.
Yeah. Something was put up his penis hole on purpose.
Oh.
Now
all right.
I'm going to give you guys. A short list of household items, mm-hmm. and I want you guys to just put your bid in.
On what it was?
Put your bid on whatever what you think it was.
Okay, okay.
Okay? And they're all going to be about equally ridiculous.
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to read. I'm going to pretend to read.
This is where you pee.
All right.
For people that don't know.
It's the pee-pee hole.
It's the pee-pee hole.
Spoon.
A spoon.
A spoon down the urethra.
Toothbrush.
Oh, this is also
down the
too.
Urethra.
Backpack
down the urethra.
Earrings.
Earrings Ow. Are stuffed
Ooh.
Down the urethra.
Oh, that don't sound comfortable at all.
Scarf.
A scarf.
Oh, well, I mean, well, let's not rush to any conclusions.
Down the urethra.
Jump rope.
Jump rope is going sliding down that urethra.
Is this a jump rope with the packet. Beads?
Ketchup packet. The packet, too, down the urethra.
No, Del Taco hot sauce packet.
Ooh, Del Taco.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Del Taco
hot sauce packet.
Hot wheel.
Leading the way.
Like a bus hot wheel or a regular car hot wheel?
Yeah, which hot wheel?
Like the track?
God damn.
A lot of hot wheels.
Bus hot wheel.
Bus hot wheel. Down the urethra.
Wow.
And then last one, handcuff. You know, I wouldn't
handcuff,
say it for last, but yeah.
Wow. Down the urethra.
All right.
down the urethra.
We got votes.
Okay.
I feel like when you go pencil, you didn't say pencil. You said
toothbrush.
He said toothbrush. Mm-hmm. These are all things Spoon. That he, you said it was an old dude. So in my brain, he trying to get that thing back right by any means necessary.
Ah.
So he trying to prop it up.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, it ain't soft. Look at it. It's like, man,
yeah.
It's a toothbrush.
It had like
a toothbrush
because it had a wire.
Yeah.
And how old is old?
He got some bristles hanging out the front of that thing.
How 65
plus?
65 plus? I'm not mad at toothbrush. He was like, he trying to
79.
70, okay, yeah, 79.
He trying to get freaky, freaky.
Okay, okay, he trying
like
to get real freaky.
Like Joe Biden old, okay.
Yeah, you can let it go at
that point. He put a toothbrush in there, put some bristles, and then tried to convince women to brush their teeth.
Yeah.
They saw it in the, now imagine, whatever item you pick, they saw that item in the x-ray. So that's just make it extra funny.
You know, ooh, did you pick yours?
I'm going toothbrush.
Toothbrush.
I think it's the hot sauce packet.
Hot sauce packet or Del Taco?
Del Taco.
Ketchup packet or Del Taco hot sauce packet?
I think it's the Del Taco hot sauce packet.
Because it was so specific.
But not only that, he wants the tingly sensation.
Oh,
so it was an open one.
Yes.
So he went like this first.
He was like, you know what? I want to feel the sensation.
Try to spice it up and spice up my night.
It's like what Drake, like the inverse of what Drake did.
It was Drake's dad. He's from Memphis.
See,
Cam, what's your bid?
I'm thinking
he likes
scarf.
Spicy meat.
Scarf.
Yeah.
Scarf.
Now just
okay.
Side note, because
if he's a magician, could be doing a magic trick.
Oh, right.
Okay. You're right.
If it's a scarf, this might be my father.
BT.
That is so funny. I can't stand you.
All right. So, this happened in Japan. 79-year-old man went to see a physician after he was experiencing difficulty urinating.
Okay.
His bladder was examined, and doctors located a large peculiar object. He admitted that he inserted this item up his penis and into the bladder.
Like item.
Which is crazy that he came in like
all the way in there. Oof.
Which is crazy that he was like, something's like, making me like, it's weird when I pee. It's like, oh, maybe it was the thing that you shoved into
you
your
penis.
Yeah, you
shoved in there.
So are you guys ready?
Yeah,
jump rope. Jump rope.
I was going to say jump rope. I was like, scarf or jump rope?
That was literally the second thing.
Jump rope.
Because it's it can go down like a... Because
you can push it all
in. Yeah, you can actually put it in. And then, but I was like, what does the end of the jump rope look like?
Jump rope.
Oh, okay. What kind of jump rope?
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Is it like the kindergarten with the little plastic rings around it?
When you hit yourself.
Or is it a double dutch?
Or does it go...
Yeah. I'll tell you what kind of...
Like the Rocky jump rope.
I'll tell you what kind.
Yeah.
Get
a 90-inch long one.
Whoa. That's okay, like a double dutch rope. First of all, congratulations, sir.
Handles and all?
That's what I'm trying to... I don't... It said that they saw the coiled item into his body. It was a wire-like coiled foreign object.
Wow.
He said the situation quickly turned into a serious matter when doctors discovered that they could not pull the rope out through the penis hole or it would become entangled.
Oh, Lord.
So they had to do it and make an incision in the abdomen and remove.
Yeah, I'm like, now he's having full-blown surgery.
I would be like, thank God, please take it out a different way.
Oh my goodness.
I felt it on the way in. A jump rope. Jesus
And how
Christ.
Long was it? 90 inches, you
90
said?
Inches.
I mean,
that's
congratulations, sir,
like,
for being able to get all that.
To achieve?
He was trying to show out.
Some type of
torture. He was trying to show out.
He was trying to show out. 90?
Hey, what if he was just like... So dumb. What if he was just that confused on how to jump rope? He's like, I need to get into shape.
Wait, this is how you do it? I was supposed to put it in my penis.
I was jump roping and this happened.
Yes.
Thought I had it.
I was definitely sweating.
That's how so funny.
I wonder, but a jump rope has handles on both ends.
Usually, unless you,
I mean, you can take it off.
More than likely, but Jesus Christ.
Or you folded it.
But the urethra, because if you ever had a catheter put down your urethra, they stuff it. So I've had surgery.
Probably bigger.
And I've had that, yeah, and this is a little bigger. But it hurts regardless.
Well, wait, now, wait. But is it?
But the shape can go down.
Let's talk about anatomy. Just y'all help me figure this out. Women urethra and dude urethra is slightly different on
it's ours is like the upper part right under the clit.
No, all right, right under the hood.
Yeah.
Okay. Under the hood.
Right. Okay. Yep. Because our urethra is there the whole time.
Ours is there. Now how you talking about people's anatomy. How do they look? Because some people you can't see and some you can.
All right. We out here. Pussy hole.
That's just
pussy.
Crazy. He was sitting at home and he
not the pussy
jump
hole,
rope.
Just,
that's fucking ridiculous, bro.
He was bored as hell.
Yeah,
he
was.
Dared to do it.
90-year-old man, ain't nobody daring him.
Or maybe, no, maybe it was like a Squid Game situation.
Oh, and he had to? Like,
you know what? It could count.
What if it was a dare that he never paid back? Like it was a bet he never paid back?
Oh, yeah.
And his friend called him, he's like, all right, fine.
I told you.
When
you turn 79, you got to shove this jump rope up your dick.
I don't give a damn. I don't believe you still calling me with this shit. You call every year talking about your head cup.
Oh, hilarious.
Ain't got time for this shit.
Oh, shit. Hey, commercial break.
Grandkids in there screaming and shit.
All right, you guys.
Grandpa, what you doing? Nothing.
All right, new characters.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, get your new characters because I'm gonna inquire.
All right.
Okay. Do we know what you're just gonna tell us what it is?
I'm just gonna try to sell you on it.
Okay.
Oh, this house isn't as nice.
Who is it?
Hi, I'm a salesman and I got a great product for you.
Okay, you can tell me all about it.
Okay, you want me to sell it through the door? Are you gonna open the door?
One second, let me just grab my cat.
Oh.
All right. Come on, Clee.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Is this your cat?
This is my cat, Clee.
Man, that is a good looking cat.
Thank you.
Is it just you guys in here? Is it
it's
just you guys living?
It's just us right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You strike me as somebody who turns up with your cats.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love turning up with my cat.
You strike me as somebody who, as soon as the day is over, you pop a bottle and just have fun. You know?
I like to pop those things.
For sure. You don't strike me as someone who has a lot of people over, so maybe not parties.
But I mean, well, you're here, so.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I feel like when you are letting your hair down and turning up, you could use some DHM. Can I offer you some DHM?
What's DHM?
DHM is a new product. Is your cat okay?
Yeah, Clee. He just, you know, sometimes he gets the hairballs. Yep, there you go. Yep, just spit out, baby. Okay,
Okay, well, DHM Detox is it's a risk-free purchase. You like risk-free?
Oh, I love risk-free.
Well, let me tell you something. No days wasted. They're here to help you bounce back after drinking.
Now I love a good bounce back.
When you have a night of drinking and you wake up the next day and you're able to you like me and my cats can go out there and hit the town.
We can really hit the town.
Your cat got away.
You know, so he's very free.
Okay. Well, I just need to help you. I just need you to know about No Days Wasted. DHM Detox, it's the ultimate vitamin for when you drink, and it breaks down those toxins that make you feel awful the next day.
Oh, wow.
They use research science to make this magic happen. Now, imagine this. Let me use your imagination for a second.
I'm loving this.
Few drinks in the evening, you're having a great time, and the next morning you wake up feeling normal. One time I drank myself silly, and then the next day I took some DHM, And then the next day, I went hiking.
And
I
was like hiking?
A brand new day.
With the cats?
I don't have any cats.
Oh,
but if I had some cats, I would bring them.
I would bring them.
As long as you take the DHM while you're drinking.
I love the DHM.
Next day, all them toxins. Because
I've been drinking with my cat right now, so this would be perfect for the morning.
I saw your cat. Probably shouldn't give anything to the cat, though.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All you got to do is take 2 capsules after you get your first couple drinks in, you know, and it goes right to work.
And
if you drink it a lot, double up. Take another packet.
And it is okay?
It's okay. It's all natural.
Oh, wow.
So one time I took 4 DHM. Oh, the next day it was like I was a new
natural
person.
Remedy.
I love it. You can forget about all that brain fog and that gross next day feeling.
Oh.
Risk free. If you don't love it, they'll refund you.
Oh.
You can get a 10-pack box.
And a refund.
Give it a shot. If you don't like it, they'll refund you. That's how you know
it
works.
Even clean like that.
You know it works. That's how you know. Okay? Now, you want it delivered quick? They got that. It's available on GoPuff. Delivery, you can deliver it to a party. You don't got to worry about that. The bar, your house,
in
20 minutes or less.
Okay.
And also, Black Friday is here. You got a black cat?
Wow, yeah.
Name him Black Friday.
Yeah, we love a good Black Friday.
Biggest sale. That means 40% off your order for this week only. Just head over.
40%? You hear that, Clee? 40% off.
He sounds like he hears you. That's crazy. Just head over to nodayswasted.co/DIYS. Use the promo code DIYS at checkout. That's nodayswasted.co/DIYS. 40% off your first order for Black Friday.
Oh, let's go get that 40%, Clee.
Black Cat Black Friday.
Black Cat Black Friday. Thank you so much.
Can I put you down for 100?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, don't use them all too quick at a house party, young lady.
I'm doubling up.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
End commercial. Black Cat, not bad.
You're like a lonely voice.
Not bad. BT was actually a cat.
He was a full cat.
I liked how he went off and just did cat
he
stuff.
Did his
He's
cat
like,
thing.
I don't
yeah.
I have no you interest know,
they
in
do
a
what
sales pitch.
They do what they want.
All right, it's gonna be hard to top that ridiculous story about the jump rope. But I had some other stuff. Let's talk about this woman who was caught wearing a sex toy.
Oh, wow.
In airport security check-in.
Mm-hmm.
This happened in, this was an Australian woman that was trying to enter the United Arab Emirates airport. And she was stopped by security after her sex toy set off several alarms during check-in.
Oh, wait a minute. This.
Okay.
So, she's 23 years old, named Sarah Button. Pretty funny.
Sarah Button. Trying to get that button.
She was set to board her flight when her butt plug set off the security alarms.
What'd I say?
Which is a funny part for it to beep at.
Yeah.
You literally have to like spread your cheeks.
Wow. That's intense.
She documented the whole experience on TikTok. She said the sex toy was a gag gift from her boyfriend before he passed away.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait.
So she wanted to remember him while she was traveling.
Specifically on the airplane.
It's so many layers. Mm-hmm. One, you know, without being racist, this is the Middle East, and you have what might be...
She's white, yes.
Yeah, bomb-ish, you know what I mean? Because it's probably metal, and it's in your bum. Okay.
Yeah.
Number
two, they thought that was funny.
In that area, you can't even do, like, sexually intense stuff. You're not even allowed to, like, hold hands in the United Emirates and, like, in public.
No.
Yeah, there's no...
Oh, so butt plugs are probably...
Yeah, that's probably a bad idea.
Yeah,
probably
it's not a great thing.
Well, here's the main part, I guess. In a way... Her boyfriend, who gave it to her, before he passed away, he was technically in the butt plug.
Oh, she put his ashes in there.
His ashes were.
So is it like she wanted
to?
Does she have it all the time on her? Is that?
Well, that was the thing. He said he'd spent so much time in there, and it was his favorite place.
Oh.
So he wanted to stay in there.
Oh my gosh.
But gag didn't go over well for customs.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
They assumed it was a weapon.
Yeah, and she probably got an infection.
Yeah. I mean, well, the ashes are probably encased. They're probably in there pretty secure.
I don't know.
Ashes are spilling out?
I mean, it's probably like... smarter, like safer up there than on a mantle.
Yeah, yeah.
To knock into a mantle.
That tip right over.
But is a
if she sealed them in there,
or it's probably on like the little end cap, whatever jewel or item is on.
Yeah,
the
come on.
Hey, you know what's
going on?
What if she pooed him out?
Right, because you had.
What if she farted in like some
like a cartoon?
The ashes
like a cartoon.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
She farted a little bit of him out.
That's so nasty.
You know what? She probably was a virgin too.
Why you think so?
Because virgins do that.
They do a lot of anal play.
Oh, that's why it was his favorite place. Got it.
Yeah. Especially if she was like Catholic or something. I think the Catholic girls. That's what I learned in college. They avoid that with a lot of anal play.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're like sex. I would never.
High school. That's crazy.
There's so much here. The idea to even make him.
It says forever on it, by the way. It's engraved.
That's why she's. You know how like, people might like give their ashes in, like a necklace and they gotta wear it forever?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You have to wear this forever.
Right. So it's already a thing, but this one just happens to be up the butt.
That's it was engraved. Intense. It might have been really nice, though.
It looks pretty nice. Look.
Oh, my God. You can see it?
Yeah, it says forever engraved on it.
Oh, that looked like platinum.
But
it has a green.
Is he inside of it?
Yes. It has like a green.
Oh, that's a different thing. Okay, I understand now. I didn't understand.
It was like a booty urn. Yeah,
it was literally a booty urn. It was literally a booty urn. It actually looks cute.
That would have made the Undertaker like a totally different character in wrestling.
But they tied a green ribbon on it.
What I had in mind was so rustic. It was not
Undertaker.
This.
When he used
it was like not that.
Paul Bearer. Be like,
if he took it out of his butt, that'd be more disrespectful, though. I just don't like how they tied a green ribbon around like a Patron bottle.
That's so weird.
The little wax.
I don't know. I mean, do you think she should have been pressed for it, or should they have just been like,
I think she should have been
weird.
Really bold, and while in the TSA line, she just pulled it out right there.
Yeah.
Well, they're also, she started like cussing them out, and they said they didn't like her vulgar language, which at that point, you should just probably.
Yeah,
be
in another country, too.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. They don't really
you don't want to be brought to a different room in the airport.
No.
Especially out there.
Not in another country in general, but especially not in the Middle East.
Especially not in the Middle East. Because she was probably on her way to Dubai or some shit like that. What happens in Dubai, don't stay in Dubai. You fuck around being in jail for a long time.
No, for real.
That would have been bold as hell if she would have took it out, though.
Right?
It'd be like, the warning's like, listen, it's something back there, but I don't want to tell you guys and I don't want to take it out. Ma'am, if you don't take it, all right, well, fuck it.
That would have been the better thing to, like, instead of, like, getting an attitude, just lean into it and joke around. Yeah. Like,
I mean.
You sure?
But she probably, like, if she takes it out, do fluids come out?
We don't know how long it's been.
Maybe that's why she didn't want. Yeah, maybe that's why she was like,
chocolate ashes.
You know how long it took me to get it up there? Like, maybe that's
imagine
why.
Imagine she was just like, all right, I'll pay for another ticket.
Right.
imagine they charged her
because of somebody else.
You got your he don't two fly people for flying.
But are people doing that? Are they that invested in terrorism where they're actually making bombs and putting it up their ass?
Yes.
Like, that's intense.
Well, they smuggle other stuff up their butts.
Yeah, but what?
What
is that?
Yeah,
been a cavity?
Drugs and all that.
Where am I? Y'all, where have I been?
You never heard of like somebody like mules who have
yeah,
like,
but
a
I
whole
thought
bunch
the
of...
women did it up their vagina.
Eat them too, and then they.
I've
down.
Heard oh, of right. that putting
they
it in their vagina.
And they'll like pop.
Yeah, and then they, you know,
well,
push it out.
If it's a guy mule,
but I didn't think about the guys. Scary. Okay.
If she, that's hilarious.
And I've heard about them swallowing it and then they shit it out. You know, I've heard about those. Yeah.
That's
all intense.
That's not a good storage cavity.
It's all intense. I'm like, how aren't they, like, dying when they're doing
this? She had
this.
To pull that shit out.
You're going to choke.
She should have threw it on the conveyor belt.
What?
Because if what did she have on? If she had on her dress.
The conveyor belt?
Yeah, just places it in the tin stone tray.
That's what I'm saying.
She's taking it if they out
sure?
of pockets.
You sure?
What if she would have did it without the mask?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, she just put it in a tray.
It's like, ew, she put laptop in one tray.
You put
like,
the laptop in one tray.
It got booby juice.
It's
on
like,
it.
Man, what is that?
It's like,
listen, it's not a liquid. It ain't lotion.
It's like,
it's a powder.
If it make a mess and she got a dress on, this ain't my problem. Y'all told me to take
Jesus
it out.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
It's not my
it's
fault.
It's bringing something back out with it.
It ain't my fault though. She just lift the dress up. She's like, this ain't my first time. How was she? How? Wait. She's American.
Yeah.
So. And she's this is happening in the United Emirates. That means she passed through America with it.
Yeah,
so she
America,
was able to get
you,
on the plane here with no problem.
America.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Yeah. And flew all the way across.
She might not have had it in yet.
She might have flew 13 hours all the way over.
They're stopping us for dumb stuff in America, like toothbrushes and shit.
He was like don't put me until you get to Dubai.
Yeah.
I don't want
to. I always wanted to do this in Dubai.
I always wanted to see Dubai.
Or he wanted to have her in Dubai. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm gonna have a piece of you in Dubai.
That is wild.
That's intense.
That's
dedication.
Yeah, do we give her credit for having...
That's some for real dedication.
Yeah, for real. I mean, she has the...
If you're willing to fly with that in?
Yeah.
She looks like...
13 hours is
and then,
the flight
was
to Dubai.
That the only piece of him she had? Like, is that why she didn't want to give it to
what
him?
What you mean? That's his whole. That's all of him.
That's all of it?
Yeah, it looks like
you think it
looks like a big butt plug.
Oh, like, because you can separate it. Like, we did that with my dad's ashes. You can, like, give some ashes here, some ashes there. You can give it to people.
How does that work?
She has a slew of sex toys. And
yeah,
all
she might have a multiple.
But if she
I mean?
Split them up, how does that work for spirits?
Oh, now, I don't know about all
that's
that.
That's just a penis.
You're
going
to have to tell
that's
us about that.
That's just penis and brain?
Yeah. They burn that separately.
Mm-hmm.
Just the dick ashes.
I'm like, I have no idea about the spirit. I never
dick
even thought about that.
Dick ashes is the funniest word I've ever heard in my life. Dick ashes?
Oh, she put.
Is that the only piece she has? Like, is it only those ashes?
I would feel like if you were going to go that far, you might as well stuff all of them in there.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Because, like, that might not have been the only piece of him that was always back there. He said he was always there, so he was doing everything.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
That's true, though.
Add a little tongue in there.
Yep.
And a finger and a thumb. Yep. Both thumbs, the penis, and the tongue.
She might have a different one for the tongue.
Dick ashes.
Commercial break.
Hey!
Dick ashes. Commercial break. I don't have transitions.
All right. I love that it's your... Oops.
All right, so this is y'all last character. All
right.
Our last dad.
You lead,
strictly
you lead this one. I'll be...
Okay.
I'll follow you.
All right.
You answered it, Dory.
Okay.
All right. One of my last houses of the day. Right. I hope I make this sale.
Oh, I love this. Is my favorite show right here.
Oh yeah.
It's funny.
Boy, that show crazy.
Yeah, it is.
You hear
hello?
That? Hey, wait, you hear that?
Somebody at the door. Go get the dog.
Anyone home? Who is it?
Hi, my name's Patrick. I want to make a pitch to you, a sales pitch. I have an amazing product.
All right, you ain't one of them old witnesses.
No. I am selling something though.
All right,
should we?
You better not be. Go ahead.
No, that's right. Pause the game. Yeah, go.
Pause right now.
Hey, how's it going, Patrick? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Yeah,
how's
good.
How's it going?
Come on, hello. Hey,
you look familiar,
how you
man.
Doing?
Oh yeah, yeah. You want the doors closed or open?
You close. Close.
Go ahead, close.
How you guys doing today?
Good. You want some water?
Yeah.
No, thank you. I'm actually, I just took a sip. I have a water bottle back at the hotel.
Did you see Shirley on your way in?
I didn't see her. You guys a couple?
Yeah, yes, sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You guys look like you've been together for a long time.
We've been together for a long time.
Yeah, a long, long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the holidays are coming up. I feel like you look like you could use a trim.
A trim,
you know what I mean? Maybe you could spice it up in the bedroom, like if you were able to trim yourself. I see that you're taking care of the beard up here.
Are you taking
care of the hair all over your body? Are you looking really grizzly for the holidays? Are you trying to spice it up for your woman. Here,
well,
you know?
It is Movember, you know what I mean? So I don't mind him having all that.
Yeah, I normally don't trim like that, but you think
we
I
just
should?
Gonna trim?
Well, you know, it don't get that cold in here, and so if you don't want to go for the grizzly bear look, okay. Could I? What if I could tell you that you would maybe look and feel better if you had that smooth as eggs look?
Okay, well let's clean look. It up. Let's clean it up.
Clean it up. Maybe less bearish.
I used to do that when I was like 22.
Yeah, you did. You used to do it all the time.
Yeah, and that like might help with the
I
smells.
Like that.
A lot of smells going on in this house. But I'm here to tell you that I have an amazing product. It's called Manscaped.
Oh, Manscaped.
All right. Manscaped. It's all the rage. All Manscaped. The men are using it. Mm-hmm. They're using it. They're shaving their diddles down there.
Oh, it's like scaping across the body.
It's basically like salting the earth.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You ever just kind of like go down there every now and then, trim the hedges, make sure it's not so wild jungle?
You got to clean it up.
Yeah, I mean, you got to clean it up
sometimes.
Because
it gets grizzly down there. It gets spooky at times.
And spooky.
Yeah, ladies like when you clean it up.
Yeah,
they
I like
do.
When clean
and
it up.
And the holiday season's coming up, mm-hmm. and you want to be able to trim the tree. You know, you want to trim the tree. You want to slick the candy cane.
Yeah, I like slick candy cane.
Oh, you want to put the elf on the shelf.
Elf's on the shelf.
You
know,
you look excited, baby. I like that.
Yeah, I'm excited. You see
the
that?
Jingle balls is coming out, you know? So let me tell you about this Manscaped, all right?
Okay.
Listen, it's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts.
Okay. Oh,
so whether it's for each other, for the homies, you can be jolly and give each other this Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy down there a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Hey, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Silent night.
Ain't no silent nights out here.
I don't want
loud nights. Loud sex sounds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then you can add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. And shaved balls. Am I right?
Oh, that's my favorite song. Yeah.
So Santa cares about his sack, and so should you.
I gotta clean that sack up.
All I want for Christmas is a clean sack. Yeah,
it's a clean sack. There you go. So you can go to manscaped.com and use the code DIYS for free shipping and 20% off.
Oh, wait a minute. You get a discount?
Discount on, and I shave the price off, and you shave the hair off.
That's what I'm saying.
Now you guys are gonna be confident. You guys are gonna be looking like superheroes in the bedroom. I'm confident. That's the only reason I came up here and closed the door behind me. I was a little nervous at first,
okay.
But I came in here with the confidence because Manscaped does that. I'm all groomed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You cleaned that thing on up.
Yeah, cleaned it on up. My Mrs. Claus is all on the walls.
Okay.
On the walls.
She's giving up the walls. Because of the shave balls. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, shave balls, clean walls.
Clean walls.
Get on there, yeah, Mrs. Claus.
Get you some gifts. Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0, one-stop shop. Get in there. They got 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioners.
Oh,
they got deodorants. They got all types of body trimmers. They got a 4,000K LED light. So you can light and shave your balls in the dark. I don't know why anybody would do that.
No,
but you
just,
can.
But just for clarity.
I don't know. You might want to do something like that.
Yeah, and then just for clarity, you still get that 20% off. On
yeah,
still 20% off.
Get the 20% off.
Free shipping, too. Code DIYS at manscaped.com. 20% off. I'm so sure you're going to use that free shipping. I didn't even bring any. I just wanted to give you the code so you can go online.
Free shipping
and 20% off.
And 20% off.
Jeez.
Because it's like I could have sold it to you right here.
I don't even got
the product on me because it's such a hot item. I'm sold out. So you get the free shipping and you get the 20% off DIYS Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
I'm going to
I like that.
Jingle ball.
Going on.
Yeah.
We clap.
Like that.
All right, so I can get out through here.
Make sure you leave it.
I'm glad for your ears. Thanks for your attention. You can get back to the game, you know what I mean? But make sure you get that 20% off.
Yeah,
you know, I got that mistletoe belt. This is going to help with that.
That's all right.
It's
going to
help. Double lock.
Yes, double lock, but it's all right. You can stay. You're clean.
You know you're clean.
Ain't
that great.
Yeah,
that.
Shake it a little bit. Okay.
If you see Shirley,
okay,
there, tell her come on in.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Man, cut the game back on.
Yeah, put it on. I'll put it back on. Yeah.
Shake these balls real quick.
Crazy commercial. Clean stuff.
All right. Nice. Commercial. Scene. Good job, guys. I like all your characters. All right, we only got one ad left, and it's serious business, so we can't
Can't do that, so I'm just going to read the last ad.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
But in the meantime, in between time.
In between time.
I want to ask you guys about, do you guys know who Johnny Sins is?
Johnny Sins?
No.
I don't know the name.
Johnny Sins?
No.
No.
Maybe if you saw him, you ever recognize this guy?
I'm better with faces.
That looks familiar.
Let me see. Huh.
You ever seen him?
Yeah, actually, he has a lot of jobs. Looks familiar.
You might have seen him as a pizza man, might have seen him as a cable guy, might have seen him as a...
Johnny Sins.
He has a lot of
jobs. Johnny Sins.
Might have seen him as a mailman.
Mailman?
He's one of the most... He's hilarious that you said you recognize him. He's one of the most recognizable porn stars.
All right.
In the history of
yeah.
He always has like a different suit on or something like that. He's like that bald hitman looking dude.
Mm. Really?
He's basically pushing, he wants to make an adult film in space. This would be the first time and the actual first actor to actually film in space. He wants to do a sex scene in zero gravity. And he thinks that Elon Musk will support him to do it.
Of course Elon gonna support
You think so?
Because Elon be doing them all.
He got,
do
it. He got
you know,
he be
doing
you know
them
the astronauts are forbidden from having sex in space.
What?
Really?
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
Why? Because
they don't know what if there's any side effects, if someone is going to become pregnant up there, how zero gravity would affect any of those processes.
You think they listen, though?
I
wouldn't be able to
resist.
Lame
over jam.
Now, wait a minute. Does NASA regulate the space program with Elon?
No.
Separate.
So Elon's a separate venture.
Yeah.
And he now owns Twitter, and Twitter is damn near all porn.
I think he's all about free expression.
I mean, we're kind of always.
It's always kind of that.
Right. Yeah.
Now it's just
He's about free expression, so he might be like, well, and I think if he can make money from it, he'll also be okay with it.
He's just weird enough that it's something he would
do.
Yeah,
it sounds something odd and random that he would do.
And he just said space. They didn't say the moon. Yeah. It's like, you just got to get high enough.
Yep.
For that
he said real gravity. As soon as they start going. Now, look, this is going to be a funny part because you can't even really hold people and stuff like that.
But they have the little things that they hold on to get
that's
around.
That's so funny.
Man,
that's
thing,
so you know what he could do it. Not, well, I mean, I guess if he wants to go to space, he could just go on one of those planes that goes up and then drops so you can experience the zero gravity.
Drops what?
There's a plane that you can go on that you go up and it'll basically do a free fall so you can experience that.
This sounds like a roller coaster.
It's like that thing at the carnivore.
I refuse to believe that astronauts up there. If you see a cute ass astronaut and she's kind of like floating by with a thick ass, I don't think that they're just not smashed. And the could you resist the temptation if you're floating around and it's 3 a.m. on the space station?
You gotta do that money shot, man. That money shot will be crazy. She floating around like Homer Simpson when he was grabbing the snacks and she float by and
like
snatch
Homer
it out
Simpson?
There. You remember when Homer was floating through space and he goes and grabs, it was like a chip or some shit.
Like a donut or something?
Yeah, but this time it'd be,
Oh, that's
splooge.
Funny.
Splooge. I would wonder how a condom would even work.
Like, I don't think, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what they would be doing.
Or would it
It'll be made out of like that little metal stuff. Like, that
metal
little.
Metal condoms?
You know that, it's like those emergency blankets. I think they use that kind of stuff up there. That material, it's like a foil-ish type of material. I bet it'll be like some kind of slick version of that.
You don't do no condoms, though. It's porn, baby. Come on, man. If y'all going porn, you got the porn.
I was just talking about astronauts
porn,
in there
porn.
Smashing each other.
Oh, you still talking about astronauts.
It says they're forbidden, but I'm like,
yeah. Well, it says they're forbidden, but there's speculation that, like, who knows? No one's saying that,
they
100% it's never. They're saying it's never happened, but we're humans, so.
But Elon's already been to space a few times, right?
I don't know if has he personally been.
I don't know if he has, but his company.
He just owns SpaceX, which has been doing.
Somebody up there didn't.
Jeff
did
Bezos.
Something.
Jeff Bezos did.
That's
he
what I'm
went
saying.
Out, he didn't. He did.
Jeff
something
Bezos.
But aren't there people like that live up there
and
on the station?
Yeah, there's people up there all the time. They're actually going to take it down.
That's
what I'm saying. I wouldn't be able to resist. That would be so. That's like a once in a. And then you have like a view of Earth.
That's probably why.
You got a view of Earth.
You've never seen no sight like this.
Just floating around like, hey,
you got
Dr.
a view
Houston.
Of Earth.
Dr. Patrick, what are you doing?
If you do, the view of Earth is hilarious.
That's funny.
The view of
you have
Earth.
A little cord attaching you to the station. You're just like,
that's too weird.
Because I hit a chick one time over who lived in Baldwin Hills, and we were just looking at South Central, and that was amazing. So Earth has got to be.
A view is always nice.
A view is always sex. Lit.
So if you got like a planet and you got the sun, nigga.
That's funny.
Because they out there eating astronaut food, which looks trash. You ever seen like a video where they're like explaining astronaut food?
It's like dehydrated food, right?
They got to get in.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a memory. That might be why Jeff got the divorce. He took some chick up there and knocked her down. She was like, "You said I was gonna be first." He was like, "I'm sorry, baby."
That's so funny.
I had to go do what I had to do. Is he the most recognizable porn star?
I think so. I mean, everybody else who's recognizable to us on the dude side is just like black culture, like the Lloyd Banks dude.
Oh, or Mr. Marcus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, I don't think white people like compared to Johnny Sins. I don't know. If,
really?
Like, yeah, because I don't think they were watching Mr. Marcus.
You know, Mr. Marcus always has a head on too. I saw him somewhere just.
That's
round.
Why,
I saw
that's why he's a legend to us.
Yeah. Is this another porn person?
Mr. Marcus? Yeah, he kept his shoes and socks on and a hat.
Yep, he always like a was a blue. Now, it's like a it's a blue LA a hat or like yeah, a blue Yankee hat or something like that.
You know,
are you looking him up right now?
No.
Yeah, you
yeah,
are.
Look up his work. He has great
Mr.
Filmography.
They used to be at the comic shows all the time.
Really?
All the porn people?
Oh, I definitely used to see the Lloyd. What's the Lloyd Banks dude? Oh, Brian Pumper.
Brian Pumper.
Brian Pumper.
Yeah,
I used
Lloyd
to see
Banks
all the time.
Dude.
Yeah. Hey. Look at all these people.
Like, right.
No,
like
Alexander DeVoe used to produce a show at the Ha Ha. So like,
oh, really?
Yes, we met a lot of the porn people. Oh, hey, what's on the man?
I don't know this guy either. I mean, it's not. I know why I don't know him, but yeah, I don't know him either.
Because you definitely didn't look it up.
This is him.
Legend. It was a White Sox hat.
It was really?
Yeah,
wasn't
I just
it?
Looked up his.
Is it a blue White Sox hat?
Wiki.
I don't know why.
Not the porn guy. It's just the wiki. And like, I'm like, no.
I feel like. One, this makes sense because normally porn is like it kind of frontlines most new technologies and like new industries. Like, until porn gets a hold of it, it doesn't work. Like, that's crypto,
porn,
that's like the
hilarious.
Internet, it's like it's dead ass.
Porn is actually VR, like huge. Stuff, yeah. And they like led the game in like, what's it called? Interactive, like how they set up their porn websites. Everybody's copied them.
Absolutely.
They kind of like set the blueprint for all of that. Like,
yep.
Everybody was just looking at the porn industry
because
they had everything so organized.
And then they just went out. They just left Chatsworth. I heard that it's not the porn hub anymore. Like
Chatsworth.
Yeah, they used to make.
It's still
all
that
the
area
porn.
Though. It's still
is
Woodland
it?
Hills, Chatsworth. Still that
oh,
area.
Oh, it
yeah.
is. Oh,
but just
okay.
not like it used to. It's just the valley. Yeah.
All that to me.
There's
an
apartment on Topeka Canyon where like.
Really?
Man.
That's
all,
where the productions were happening?
I've seen this place so many times.
Yeah, no, dead ass.
Really?
No, not that they shoot at where they live. Like,
oh.
A lot of the porn people live.
Oh, really?
God, yes. It's
but now they're
Canyon,
like,
on the right hand side.
I feel like at one point it was all like studios.
You know the location.
Yeah.
At one point it was all studios, but now like most porn people are like shooting at Airbnbs or their own houses. So.
Because a lot of it's like OnlyFans independent stuff. It's not
right.
Like
oh.
Big companies.
So they're like taking over, like instead of the big business getting it, it's like them independent.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
that might be why they moved out of the chat work.
Good for them. Yeah, they're like we doing
I like
all
the van
work.
Shit anyway.
The van shit.
Yeah.
The
when
van?
They just randomly
the
pick somebody up from the bus
the
and like,
bang bus
you make
or something.
Some extra money. The bang bus.
You be thinking that's real? Can't be right. They'd just be like, hey, let's pick him up.
That'd be so wild if that was real.
There's no way.
We ran up and sitting at the bus stop. Why are you sitting at the bus stop with your car parked right here? Never know.
I saw a video.
So creepy.
All right. Commercial break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Unfortunately, life doesn't come with a user manual, so when it's not working for you, it is normal to feel stuck. Navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel unsure, whether it's a career change, a new relationship, or becoming a new parent. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapists the closest things to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient and accessible anywhere, 100% online. Now, our podcast has actually been working with BetterHelp for a very, very long time. Tahir has used it. He praises it all day. We shout out to all of the listeners who are constantly messaging us about how BetterHelp has helped them out. I couldn't say better things about this company. It seems like they're really, really helping a lot of people. Whether or not you've been in therapy personally, this is something that is worth checking out because you never know what talking to somebody, how much that can help you, especially around the holidays. So as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with the therapist. And if things aren't clicking, you can easily switch out to a new therapist anytime. It could not be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/DIYS. One more time, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/DIYS. Let's get into the last few stories. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a crazy story. Haribo, you guys like gummy bears?
I do.
Gummy bears?
Oh my, I do gummy, like gummy, gummy bears.
Bear. What's gummies your?
I just took some from out there.
What is your favorite gummy bear color?
Red.
Classic, Cam?
Mm-hmm. I'd probably be red too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Green if we get the sour. Green? Or clear.
I've never heard anybody. What is green,
like,
apple?
Like
it's
white,
usually lime.
Like white cherry?
Usually the green is like a lime or lime. Green apple. It's typically any green candy. Like,
if you got the fancy one, then it's the apple.
I like
if
the white ones. The white ones are
good. The white ones are good, yeah. Too.
I like red and white.
I like red
like
and white, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like red and
the
white.
Clear, yeah.
So Haribo, the one of the biggest companies that makes gummy bears, they lost a $4.7 million check. They misplaced it. I don't know how, but a man found it. Okay, so imagine you find a check from the Haribo company, $4.7 million. Obviously, if you cash that, it's gonna raise some flags.
Mm-hmm.
But, who is it endorsed to? It was
it. It seemed like it was just a blank check that was from Haribo, and he returned it, and. What do you think he got?
Think they some gummy bears?
Yeah, probably lifetime supply.
Lifetime supply?
Six bags.
Yeah, they cheap.
Six bags of gummy bears.
Yeah, they aren't going to give him that much.
Those companies are cheap.
They could have given him...
Yeah, just give him a lifetime.
$10,000 and it wouldn't have scratched that 4.7.
Mm-mm.
But six bags of gummy bears is cold as hell.
That's what...
They're probably like, you weren't about to... Do nothing with it anyway. But what did you say?
That's why you don't look God's blessings in the, you know what I mean? You don't go against God's
don't
blessings.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Come on, man.
So then what would you do in that situation?
I'm cashing that shit. Ain't nothing illegal.
At Bank of America?
At Wells Fargo, actually.
Hello, I am I'm Patrick Haribo.
Yeah, if it's blank and it's...
If it's... Bite, can you just move your mic?
Yeah, if I can... If it's cashable, I'm cashing that bitch. If it's, like, written to somebody else, actually, I can do about it. But if it's written... If
it's
just
blank,
like,
and it's not endorsed and you endorse it to yourself, then technically you can cash it. I'm sure there's...
Ain't nothing illegal about that.
They can get mad at you, and I'm sure they can get lawyers.
They can get mad at you.
You can have no more gums. Aww.
But I mean, you don't think they can take legal action?
Oh, they can.
That?
Yeah,
they can take legal action.
They can
action,
and they would try.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, you need a really, really good lawyer to fight.
We'll settle.
They probably would end up.
We'd settle for $150,000.
That's fine.
It's really, at the end of the day, it'd be forcing him to give up the money.
But wouldn't that be fraud if you try to cash that?
Yeah, it depends on how good of a lawyer you have.
Yeah, and it depends on what the company wants. Like, if they are like, we don't care as long as we can get the money back. Meaning they won't press charges in to the point where they'll make them go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just there's different levels to it.
Yeah, I don't. But it's
technically that's stealing because it's not your money. Mm-hmm. It was not actually
is it?
To, yes, because it's not. It wasn't actually.
I'm thinking.
If they could prove that it was never endorsed to you, then it's stealing.
Fair.
That's what they. Have
if there's ever a situation where I feel like this is illegal, then I'm probably gonna go legal. But if it's just a check, that like writing your name to in a check for mm-hmm. somebody else's checkbook, that's illegal.
Yeah.
But if I just found the check and it was like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, if it, let's say it was cash.
Yeah.
Now, if it was cash,
I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it.
I'm definitely keeping it.
But I mean, those are marked bills, though.
Well, we don't know if they're marked. No, they're like marked. That's not marked money. Is
you can
like
find money anywhere,
scenarios.
And you wouldn't even know who to give that back to.
Sue me, bro.
Yeah, you wouldn't know about the cash, but when it comes to the check,
I'm gonna settle for 1.3.
I wouldn't do the check. I know BT would. He don't mind taking a risk.
Hey, what if gummy bears came after you and started beating you?
Or BT, you cash it, and then you get out of the country, and then whatever country you go, they have to extradite you, and that's very hard depending on what country you go to.
Yeah, you go like Sweden or somewhere where they can't. No, it's Switzerland?
Switzerland, France.
I feel like it's Switzerland.
Who's the neutral place where they can't get into the money? Switzerland, right, man?
Would you guys go, flee? Would you guys flee the country if it meant you had, like, hella money wherever you were going?
Is this with the cash or is it with the check?
You cash the check and you have to get out of the country because
I wouldn't cash the check, y'all. I'm too scary.
How much money?
like rest of your life rich, but... Because
quick money is never good.
42 million?
No, that was 4.2? That was like 4.7.
4.7. Some countries you go to, that would be your lifetime. You would live like a king for the rest of your life.
No, for sure. But it's like you couldn't really go anywhere else. So would you guys trade your life here in America for being rich for the rest of your life?
We'll see how this next election turns out. Maybe.
That is the most American shit I've ever heard in my life.
We're so American. We're like, nah, I love it.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, because I've traveled. There's places I like, but I would never stay.
I'm
going
to be trying to make whatever this new area is America. Like, I'm going to be
in Japan,
an American military base or right next to it with my mansion.
I'm seeing all the American sites right now, just in case.
We're too American.
I want to see all the major sites, all the seven... Whatever, the seven wonders.
Now, Puerto Rico? I don't know Puerto Rico, right?
I mean, it depends on their laws. Puerto Rico's technically U.S. territory, so they would have jurisdiction to go and find you.
I go to Mexico, no cartel. Canada! No, I do it! Yeah. Big extradite. Get me the fuck out of here. I'm going
to
Canada.
Go to Vancouver.
Yeah, I'm big Canada.
Me and Drake kicking up. I'm definitely going to Canada.
Yeah, man. I'm going right next to the embassy, baby.
Mm-hmm. Canada's so dope.
Toronto.
Come on, big pool team.
Vancouver's fire too.
I haven't been to Vancouver. I'm from Michigan, so I've only been to Toronto and Windsor and stuff like that.
During the fall.
Really?
It's fire. Yes.
Is it super cold?
It's pretty cold, but it's like they consider that like the LA of Canada.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like the warmest. Okay. All the East Coast Canada, like Toronto and all the Montreal, all that stuff over there, it's like frozen solid.
It's
and you got
so cold.
They're like dealing with like negative.
It's like Michigan. That's why I was like,
Yeah, but Vancouver would be like.
LA.
40, oh, Michigan.
More temperate, yeah.
That's so creepy. You can see fucking Canada from Detroit. That shit is weird.
Really?
Yeah, you can see.
You literally, in downtown Detroit, you can literally see it across
Windsor
the lake.
Windsor is right across the Detroit River.
Is it nice?
Yeah. I used to go over there. Like, I lived in Detroit. I'm from Flint, but I lived in Detroit. And I would go over there to drink because you can drink at 18 over there.
In Canada,
I did hear about
18
that.
Or 19, I believe. It's 18 or 19 you can drink.
CP was telling about that.
And
yeah.
So we all used to go over there and drink and go to clubs and stuff.
But you can't have no felonies over there.
What?
You can't get into Canada with no felonies.
Yeah, if you have a felony, I don't think you're allowed in or something like that.
You got it's like a it's it, you can
very
get in, but it's
strict,
really,
they
really, really
well, they've gotten they used to be not strict at all. You used to be able to walk right
any
over
races.
With no passport.
But,
shout out to Canada. When I went to Canada, they found some stuff.
Oh,
and
hilarious!
They still let me in.
Oh, they did.
Like, you know, like Cam said, they didn't put me in another room. I was shout out to Canada.
Well, it's legal. I mean, it's what I think it is.
Right, but the way I did it was weird.
You were trying to hide it.
They had my face on shit, and I was almost banned from Canada for 7 years.
Wow!
Did they tell you 70 years?
Seven.
Okay.
7 years.
That's funny.
Yeah, but that was pretty scary. But shout out to Canada. They're actually nicer people out there.
I don't know if they're nicer.
Than Americans?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Well, what
I
part
think
of America?
The illusion is
maybe
that they're nicer.
They're polite. More polite.
I wouldn't say they're nicer.
They're nicer than New Yorkers.
Yeah.
But they're not nicer
but
than
But they're
like,
not nicer than...
People
there's
in LA?
Not like that.
They're nicer than L.A. Okay. If you're talking genuinely nice, because L.A. has a lot
a lot of polite people. I'm sorry.
Actually, L.A. people are great. It's the
but
you
it's,
know,
I feel like it's a little more passive aggressive over there.
That's possible. Yeah.
Yeah, I think just like that passive aggressive nice.
That Southern nice is that nice. That nice is nice.
Southern nice isn't nice. Nice.
It's a very
it's
nice.
It's a warm nice.
Come on in. That nice.
Honey. Oh, that by the way you said it was kind of scary.
You want some peach cobbler?
Come on in.
Come on in, slavery.
Slavery? That sounds like him? Texas.
Come on in, slavery.
That sounds like a Texas Southerner. It doesn't sound like a Georgia Southerner.
That shit is all right.
Because it's a hard R.
Come on in her.
Wow. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys for hanging out with me today.
Thanks
this
for having
me.
It's fun.
This was a parent list. This was just a wild formatless
episode. We was all over the place.
We were all over the place. But we said that we were going to do some musical stuff. So even if it's just a bar each. You guys want to give a bar each? Just a damn.
A bar?
Just a. Y'all give us some suggestions. Okay. Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss bar each.
Dr. Right. Seuss. Lord.
You all go first so I can understand what I'm supposed to do.
How about I remember when we do Damn Internet, You Scary, we have a bunch of rhyming words that we always repeat like cherry, dairy, hairy. Scary.
Harry,
yeah, no, that's the same word. Mary. Incendiary.
Ooh. Like we had a good
judiciary.
Time.
Oh, judiciary.
You really out there.
Judiciary.
We had a good time. A damn internet, you're scary. You watched.
Hey.
So you not a fairy. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Very, very, very.
Very.
Hey. And if you do right in my ass, then maybe you get married.
I said, you watched. That's my favorite part. Thank you, you watched.
You watched.
Thanks for watching. Cause you watched. And you didn't even have to.
No.
But you did. But you did. Yeah. And you gonna love it.
You loved it.
What damn, you internet.
Okay.
You scary.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go out just like I'm Mary.
Hey.
I'm Chandelier. And this is Patrick.
Hey.
DT. We all did our thing. So remember to watch the We scary.
You watched it.
Internet. You scary.
Because you watched.
You scary.
And you didn't have to.
And you didn't have to.
Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. Shout out to Killer Cam. And shout out to hear more. We will see you guys next week. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, shit. They can see my snack. Wait a minute, nigga.
You've been extra.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?